And this is causing the stir. Islam is spreading. Make our share in there. So my respected elders and brothers, this is that Islam which Allah wants from us. That Islam which was in the time of Nabi Ali Salam. We are far from there. But let us make effort. And everyone according to his, how much he can manage, it might improve. Isn't it that our caste, money, our respect and honor is in Islam. Just like I explained, that rice, that stones that are with it. If we have sunnahs, we are the stones. But we bring the sunnahs, Islamic lifestyle. Allah will look after us at the price of Islam. Allah will look after us at the price of sunnah. And then we won't be like the stones. No, in humbleness he says small. But he's weak, but because he's humble. He says small, he don't like one to boast. But we got the big man. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. See, in South Africa, in the town we are living Azad, about 60 years ago, a very great Ali Mufti, Muhammad Mahal Zakaria also, you people are working now here, and you see it's like bleak, but don't worry. You might go to your qabr, you might not see, but Allah will bring that day. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islam will spread in the whole world. Every solid house, every house filled with unbaked bricks, etc. Islam is going to spread in the whole world, and today, without exaggeration. I will take a few minutes on this, just to explain to you how Islam is spreading. About 8 or 10 years ago, I was in Tehran, Iraq. We are actually going to Zahidan, that is where all the Sunni Muslims live. Yeah, in Tehran. Five places, they have Juma also. So we hear a bayan at night, the ulama came. The ulama also, when they are in the house, then they dress with our Islamic dress. But when they are outside, because the government is very much against the public also, if they dress as Muslims, as Sunnis, they trouble them too much. So they have to camouflage. So he said, these people, they are tired of their religion, and they got good akhlaq. And they don't complain, they don't mind whatsoever, as long as we don't pass in such a way to obstruct them when they want to come out or go in from the house, etc. Then we went to Zahidan, the place which is on the border of Pakistan. So it looked like that we are entering a separate city of its own. Such a big darul. And adjacent to it, a big darul for girls also. So this is what we don't know about in Iran. Where Islam, our Islam, Sunni Islam, is so strong. Then, for example, after that we came home. When we came to know, we were surprised that how come he became Muslim? What made him become a Muslim? No Tabligh Jamaat went to him, no Ulama went to him. When they went and visit him, he was a university graduate, he had studied a lot, and he used to read a lot of books. So he said that I read a lot of books, and then the Quran came in my head. I started reading the Quran Sharif also, religious. And he told them, I have accepted Islam. If you people, if you don't accept Islam, I'm not your chief after today. They all accepted Islam. Really, there are many, many instances. I can go on for a long while how Islam is spreading. So we also, let us become strong Muslims. Let us become ambassadors of Islam. And let us propose 3-4 people together. Make it together. If we make it on our own, 1-2 days we get lazy. Then our namaz and salat comes. So try and make it, and when we can, as much as possible, try and come to the masjid. Keep the masjid alive. Keep it abad, keep it alive. From here, this is the focal point where Allah's rahmat is sent. And then it was...
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله هم جو تم کو کھلاتے ہیں سو خالص اللہ کی خوشی چاہنے کو just that we feed you, that we do it only for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is a very important aspect, that a person does it, like for example, you see a poor person, I need any reward for this, that you do a good deed for us in return, etc., or that you respect us, show us honor, no. and neither do we want you even to say just thank you, jazakallah, shukr, make shukr. That also we don't want. We are doing it only for the pleasure of Allah. However, it is the duty. Then the condition is still such, inna nakhafu min rabbina yawman abusan qamtarira. Hum darte hai apne Rab se ek din udasi wale ki sakhti se. And we do this all because we fear from our Lord, from our Sustainer, from Allah Ta'ala, crying profusely. His wife asked him, the whole world is celebrating Eid, all are happy today, you are crying. He said that the month of Ramadan is past, we didn't appreciate it as it was to be appreciated. On that I'm crying, the month is gone now, and now we did not appreciate it. So these people who do this righteous, they fear Allah Ta'ala, then these are those people that Allah Ta'ala will protect on that day, the evils and the severities of the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, the severities of the day of Qiyamah will overtake everyone, and it will be an extremely difficult day. But those people who do the right, may Allah save us from that and grant us all the goodness of this world and of the day of Qiyamah and Jannah, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله.
Love of Allah Ta'ala, or they feed them, though they love that food, but they still give it away and they sacrifice. All this now, Allah Ta'ala says they do. إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله. ہم جو تم کو کھلاتے ہیں سو خالص اللہ کی خوشی چاہنے کو. This that we feed you, that چاہنے کو تم سے ہم تم سے ہم چاہے بدلہ اور نہ چاہے شکر گزاری. We do not desire from you any reward for this, that you do a good deed for us in return, etc., or that you respect us, show us honor. No, and neither do we want. And it is so all these actions of ours must be only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And all this after doing this and with so much of sincerity, then the condition is still such, inna nakhafu min rabbina yawman abusan qamtarira. Hum darte hai apne Rab se, as it was supposed to be done. Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh, the fifth righteous Khalifa, on the morning of Eid he was crying profusely. His wife asked him, the whole world is celebrating Eid, all are happy today, you are crying. He said that the month of Ramadan is past, we did sikal yom walaqahum nazratan wa surura. Phir bacha liya unko Allah ne burai se us din ki. When they do these good deeds, they fear Allah Ta'ala, then these are those people that Allah Ta'ala will protect on that day, the evils and the severities of the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala, for them their faces will be abusan qamtarira, that there will be sadness and sorrow on their faces, which will be displayed clearly on their faces. May Allah save us from that and grant us all the goodness of this world and of the day of Qiyamah and Jannah, inshallah.
So much at this time, when you love Salah, Allah loves Salah very greatly, and especially with Jamaat, what to say then, and especially in this rural place that you are making Salah, it has got great, great value by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah will say, yes Salah, I do accept, you are right. But Allah won't accept the intercession of Salah on behalf of that person. I also. So, and he was very, very, very pious person also. Later on in his life, mashallah, when he started wearing Islamic dresses, he was dressed like a Muslim, he was a lawyer. So, and I know of one lady also, who was also extremely pious. She doesn't miss her tahajjud, she doesn't miss her fasting, except is that complete way of life of submission to Allah. From morning till night, from birth to death, from your head to your toe, everywhere you accept Islam. The example, if we are not practicing upon Islam outwardly, we are making our salah. Many of us also say that my Islam is in my heart. So when we're going to learn, we're not going to take out the wheels, we'll keep that inside. where everyone will say, Hazrat Captain sir, please, at this moment your ikhlas, leave it for tahajjud, leave it for Makkah Sharif, but yeah, make riya, shake off your knees. So the same way, our beards, don't keep them in the heart. We need to have Islamic akhlaq and adab also. We see how many times, many times we got so much food that we can't finish. And there are so many poor people who haven't seen food. So even just our leftovers, pack it nicely, give it to someone. For example, you are traveling by aeroplane, you don't eat the food on the aeroplane. The old anti-Muslim, she hated the Muslims. So much so, illegally, she had a yellow line drawn in front on the road. So that the Muslim doesn't park there. Friday, Juma, lot of people come and no parking place. So she has a yellow line drawn that they mustn't even park there. Her husband